Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In an era where the sun has become a mere distant memory, hidden behind layers of sinister storm clouds and the suffocating smog of our own making, humanity finds itself clawing for every flake of light in a grayscale world. Let's take a deep, dark dive into the lives of the ingenious solar scavengers, the new breed of survivalists who are piecing together scraps of light in a bid to hold back the encroaching darkness of our sunless skies. From the dimness emerge the crafters of luminescence. A hushed whisper spreads among the abandoned skeletons of cities, where mere echoes of prosperity ring hollow against the backdrop of a forsaken earth. These crafters, or solar scavengers as they are commonly known, are the unsung heroes in this narrative. They have adapted to the diminished sunlight by scavenging photovoltaic panels, mirror shards, and any reflective surface they can lay their hands on, concocting makeshift daylight contraptions. Their dwellings and light sanctuaries gleam with the aura of captured photons, each a miniaturized fortress standing defiant in the shadowy expanse. It is here, within these beacons of sparse brightness, we're invited to reflect upon the semblance of a once sunlit past. Amidst the despair, these forts of luminescence serve not just practical needs, but embody a stark metaphor for the shards of hope humanity clings to. Despite the scavengers' ingenious endeavors, there's an undeniable sense of melancholy suffusing their existence. The brilliance one can craft is but a mere spark in comparison to the glow we took for granted, utters an elderly scavenger, his face half lit by a jury-rigged solar bulb. His words echo the sentiment of an entire generation, a generation that witnessed the descent from a world bathed in the endless light to one where light must be stolen, begged for, or scrounged. Even in such darkness, these scavengers have sparked a phenomenon, the underground market for luminescence. Here, in clandestine bazaars, one can barter for bulbs of brightness or bargain for beams. It's an economy spurred by necessity, powered by resourcefulness, and charged with a currency of photons. This new economy is not without its dark side, though. It breeds corruption, with cartels controlling the flow of light like ancient kings hoarding gold, and rogue traders peddling faux luxuries to those desperate to brighten their corners of the world. Moreover, the marauders who once lurked in the fringes have turned their covetous eyes on the scavenger's hall, leading to frequent light raids. These brutal clashes for control over the sparse illuminations underscore the severe reality of our plight. Civilization has not merely dimmed, it has been relegated to a flicker of its former incandescence. Yet despite the odds, these solar scavengers persevere. Their existence is a poignant reminder of human ingenuity amid adversity. Their crafted lights, however flickering, challenge the darkness and guide us to ponder, what of the light within us? Can our inner radiance guide us through this imposed eclipse? Perhaps in this stark contrast between the dim external world and the potential glow of the human spirit, we find our true measure. To the unwitting observer, the efforts of these scavengers might seem a pitiful defiance against the inevitable. However, there lies an undeniable beauty in their struggle, a testament to our innate drive to find light in the darkest of times. And though their story may seem far removed from the bright world once taken for granted, one cannot help but find a tragic inspiration in their quest to claw back the light, piece by piece, against all despair. As the world turns on its murky axis, the cycle of light and dark continues, albeit with a new cast of characters. The solar scavengers, though shrouded in grim determination, share their illuminated concoctions, a fleeting reprieve, perhaps a final act of rebellion against the eclipse of our age.